kid stole my tickets from the arcade game. That was so mean. I really want to get back at him now.
It's natural to want to get him back. But ask yourself, what would Jesus do? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. My name is Zach. When someone is mean to you, do you want to get them back? It might feel like the right thing, but what would Jesus do in your situation? The way you act toward other people says a lot about your faith in God. Jesus said that even when people are mean to you, you should be nice back. Here's what he tells us in Luke chapter 6. Love your enemies, do good to them, for God is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. And now our story. It's called A Friend of Sinners. Max strung out a long piece of cheese and took a bite of his pepperoni pizza. He loved this restaurant. It had tons of fun games. This would have been the best day ever except for the mean kid. Mom, see that tall kid over there with red hair? When I was shooting hoops, he shoved me and stole my tickets out of the game. His mother frowned. That wasn't very nice. I know. Max picked at his food. I feel like punching him in the face. Now, Max, you know that's not how we treat people, said Mom. The Bible tells us to love our enemies. But he's mean, said Max. Do you realize that people were mean to Jesus, too? Asked Mom. The Bible says we were all enemies of God at one time, but Jesus willingly suffered and died for our sins so we could be forgiven and become God's friends. Max took a bite of his pizza and glanced at the boy. I think I'm going to play some games with the rest of my tokens. Okay, but you don't have much time. We need to leave in 10 minutes to pick up Grandma from the airport. Max headed for the race car game where he ran into a friend from school. Hey, Jacob, what are you doing here? I'm going to play this racing game. Jacob jumped in the seat and slid a token into the slot. I bet I can beat you. No way, Max smiled as he took a seat behind the wheel. After a couple of rounds with Jacob, Mom called to him. Max, it's time to go. He looked down at the coins in his hand. He still had 5 left. For a moment, he considered giving them to Jacob. Then he remembered what his mother had said. I gotta go, he told Jacob. He jogged over to the guitar game where the red-haired boy stood in front of the screen. Here, Max held out his coins. These are for you. The boy's mouth dropped open as Max handed over the tokens. Why would you give me these? He asked. Max shrugged. I thought you could use them. Then he smiled and went to find his mom. Well, how about you? Is it hard for you to be kind to mean people? If someone teases you, do you hope they get in trouble? People often describe Jesus as kind, merciful, and forgiving, but the amazing thing is, he's kind to bullies, cheaters, and people who break all the rules. While dying on the cross, he even asked his Father to forgive his murderers. Now that's an exceptional love, and he wants you to show that love to others. Our key verse from Luke chapter 6, verse 36.
Love your enemies. Do good to them, for God is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked.
And our key thought for today, love others like Jesus. When you read the Bible yourself, you might come across something that you don't understand and you want a little help figuring it out. I'd love to be there for you and help you answer your questions. All you've got to do is get your parents' permission, then go to keysforkids.org/heyzach to let me know what you're trying to figure out. Your question could be featured in an issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Again, send me your questions at keysforkids.org/heyzach. I would love to help you out. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. Do me a favor, share Keys for Kids with a friend, and I'll catch you both right back here tomorrow.